everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks for joining me. What a handful of days it has been. I got to hang out with so many of you on the live trainings that I did. I actually added a second day and time this past Friday because we had thousands registered for Thursday night and a lot of international folks where that time didn't work. So good. Thank you to everybody who joined me live. I say it every time I go live, but it is truly one of my favorite ways to connect with you because there's just no replacement for being able to answer your questions and tailor the information and the strategies and the approach to the strategies to each one of you individually. So it was awesome. If you were registered, you got the replay. What I wanted to do today was go through a handful of the highlights from that training that I did. It was a four-part training, a four-part framework in the training for overcoming all or nothing thinking and getting consistent. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing here, but there are a couple pieces of it that I absolutely want to get into. And the primary reason that I wanted to do this is because a lot of people feel discouraged by their inconsistency, as though they just can't do it, as though something is wrong with them, that whatever their goals are, they're just not possible for them, not in the cards. You don't have what it takes. And that could not be further from the truth. I posted something on social the other day that said, consistent people don't have different problems. They have different solutions. And the great news about that is that we just have to get ourselves to the place where we see those same solutions. We think that way instead of thinking in terms of exceptions, thinking in terms of excuses, thinking in terms of what we can't do or what is in the way. We just have to train our brains to default to the solutions that are in fact available to us. And one of the things that requires is that we stop our patterns of all or nothing thinking. One of the first concepts that I introduced, and again, I'm not going to go through the four-part framework here on the podcast, in part because I really want to honor everybody who went out of their way to be there live, either on Thursday in the evening or on Friday during the day. But there are a couple of things that I definitely want to highlight and share the big announcements that I put forward on those trainings. So often, we think that consistency is an on-off switch, right? We're either in it or we're out of it. We're on or we're off. We're doing it or we're not. And if it were to be an object, we would think of it as an on-off switch, but it's not an on-off switch. And in fact, thinking of it in that way is a big part of why we struggle to stay consistent. It's not a switch, it's a dial. Okay? How many times, and this isn't just about consistency, it's about progress, it's about momentum. We are holding ourselves back and we are setting ourselves up for struggle for as long as we think of it as a switch, like a light switch. When we start to think of it as a dial, we stop telling these stories of like, oh, I messed up the day, so I'll start over tomorrow, or this week hasn't been good, but next week I'll do better. And we always see it as the opportunity to just warm things up a little bit. Let's heat things up a little bit. Let's add a little bit more, or maybe take a little bit off. I shared recently that after having the flu, it was miserable. I don't even think it wasn't even the flu. It was norovirus, right? I guess flu isn't what I think flu is. I don't know. I've been wrong about what the flu is for all this time. I had norovirus, which was a very, very intense bout of vomiting and diarrhea. And my husband got it and our kids got it. And afterwards, I just felt so out of it. Like I was not only physically tired from my own sickness, but also caring for kids who were sick. And I just my energy was off because I hadn't eaten anything and because I had thrown up so much. And I was really struggling to get back into that good rhythm that I had been in for so long. And we all go through this. Maybe it's because we just went on an eating bender. Maybe it's because we got sick. Maybe it's because we were on vacation. Maybe it's because we had family visiting, or heck, maybe it's just because it was the weekend. Any number of different things. And we can see it as we're either all in or we're all out, right? It is a mistake to see it as this switch that's either on or off. If I saw it as, well, I didn't get my steps in today, so I'm just not doing it. I didn't do all the things that I had been doing. If I see it as, well, I didn't hit my protein today, so I'm just off, then we feel discouraged and we give ourselves a pass. Whether that's conscious or it's less than fully conscious, that is what results from this way of thinking of things as a switch instead of a dial. When we realize that it's not actually a switch, that we're not on or off, in or out, we can say to ourselves, yeah, things got turned down a little bit because I wasn't working out or because I wasn't getting my steps in. Am I ready to turn it up a little bit today? I don't have to turn it all the way up, right? I don't have to set it on what it was set on last week. But can I turn it up a little bit? Or am I good to just stay here? Or hey, work is super stressful. Do I need to turn things down a little bit this week? It's never on or off. We have the opportunity to dial things up or dial things down. Another way to think about this, we tend to think of our results as either like, yep, we did it, or no, we didn't. Yes, I'm losing weight, or no, I'm not losing weight. Yes, I've hit my goal, or no, I haven't hit my goal. It's sort of a zero or one. And if we're not seeing results, we think it's not working. But that's not necessarily the truth at all. I think it's more helpful to think of it as a number line that starts in the negatives and goes all the way up. Maybe it goes negative 10 to positive 10, negative 100 to positive 100. And maybe you were at negative 99 and now you're at negative 87. And to you, you still haven't lost weight. You're still binging. But you know what? You're moving. You're making progress. I heard this concept. It was actually introduced to me at a leadership meeting at church. And the guy that was talking about this concept was basically saying, if let's say you invite your neighbor to church and they don't go, you see it as like, I tried, they still haven't gone. Like, I failed, they didn't go. I've asked them 10 times and they still haven't gone. It didn't work. But it's not that way at all. Maybe you helped them move from negative 7 in their belief or in their willingness to negative 6. Right? And over the next year, maybe you'll move them to from negative 6 to negative 5 or from negative 6 to negative 2. It's not binary. It's not on off. It's not a light switch, whether we're talking about progress in our own lives or we're talking about improvement of any kind. Open your mind to the fact that movement is movement. And so if you start out the day at a negative 10 because you dove into those leftover cookies, you didn't fail. Let's just see how we can go from a negative 10 to a negative 4. Let's go from a negative 10 to a negative 9. Let's just move a little bit. If you realize like, oh, I started out the day so strong and then I got home from work and I binged on crackers and cheese. Listen, it's all right. You can now get that from a negative 4 to a negative 2, or maybe from a negative 4 to a positive 6. Movement along the spectrum is what we are after. If you are not seeing the results that you want, if you are not seeing the success that you thought you would have by now, look at, am I moving in the direction I want to go? Am I making progress down the spectrum? The last way that I'll explain this that I think can be really helpful, I saw this really cool like time-lapse video of, maybe it was zucchini, some vegetable starting from a seed and growing into the plant. And the video, it was growing against glass. And so the video was showing you not just what was happening above the surface, but what was happening below the surface. And I'm sure you can imagine where this is going. In the first day, it almost looks like nothing's happening. And then over the next couple of days, you start to see the seed crack open. And then you see the root system kind of poke out of the seed. And then you see the root system getting longer and getting more complex. And still nothing is happening above the surface. And most of us are looking above the surface. So is your thought process changing? Are you becoming a better thinker? Are you becoming more honest with yourself? Are you becoming more solution oriented? Are you becoming more willing to ask for help? All of that is progress. Even if it hasn't yet translated into results, all of that reflects maybe going from a negative 15 to a negative 10, to a negative 10 to a 2, or maybe from a 1 to a 3. This is one of the reasons that I think coaching is so important, because we tend to default only to, did I get the result that I wanted? Did it work? Did I make this much money? Did I pay off this much debt? Did I lose this much weight? Did I stay off sugar like I said I would? But there's just so much more at play. There's the way that you choose. There's how you bounce back. There's your willingness to ask for help. There's so many things that are also going on. And if we want to get consistent, we've got to stop viewing things as yes or no, on or off, did I or didn't I, and really see it for what it is, which is much more complex and multifactorial. Here's why this matters. I mean, there's a million reasons, but one of the biggest ones is that we get discouraged so fast if we aren't there yet, if we aren't on and on all the time, if we aren't 0 to 1, we got the result, check the box. And when we feel discouraged, it wasn't perfect, which if you know me, you know I can't stand that word because it's not real. But if we feel like we didn't get the result, we're not there yet, we haven't cracked the code, what's the point of trying? I literally get these messages almost daily from people who say, I don't even know why I bother. I'll tell you why. Because you're moving in the right direction unless you stop. And coaches can help us see this, and coaches can give us tools for the moments when we start to tell ourselves these stories that, like, I failed, I screwed up, it's not working, what's the point? There's a lot of points. And on any day, even when you've made your worst possible choices, even when you've maxed out your excuses, you can go from a negative 10 to a negative 9. You can go from a negative 4 to a negative 3. Even if it's 9 o'clock at night, you can move from a negative 44 to a negative 43. And I really want to help you unlock that. There's this visual. I showed it on the training before we went through the 4-part framework. And it's this cliche image. I'm pretty sure I've posted it before. You've probably seen it from me before if you've been around for a while. But there's this man, and he's underground digging in what looks like a mine. He's like a cartoon man. He's digging with a pickaxe for diamonds. And all he sees is this big wall of dirt, and you can tell that he's exhausted and he's been doing it for a long time. But what you can also see, because we have a different perspective, that the diamonds are just a few feet away, right? But then right below that, we see that he picked another couple of feet and he didn't get to the diamonds. And so he shrugged his shoulders and he turned away, but he was like right there. And I love this visual. If you haven't seen it, DM me on Instagram and I'll send it to you because I just love it so much. But I love this visual because it's a perfect example of this notion that it's not a switch. It's not yes or no, on or off, results or no results. We're closer. Every time we're closer. Maybe you have purchased programs in the past and you've worked with coaches in the past and you haven't gotten the results that you want, but you know what? Every single time you were moving yourself closer. Every single time you were understanding what doesn't work for you. Every single time you were getting to know your patterns a little bit better. Every single time you were learning another critical piece of the puzzle that you need to break through. So with every ounce of effort, with every dollar invested in your goal, you're closer, you're closer, you're closer. With every dumb decision you make and every crappy choice you make and every excuse, I want you to understand that you are closer. If you are paying attention, you are closer. You are closer to a breakthrough. You're always getting closer. The problem is, from your perspective, you just see the dirt. And you don't understand that you're making progress because all you see is the dirt. The dirt's still there. The dirt's still there. The dirt's still there. It is, but you're closer to the breakthrough. So please do not give up. Now, one of the big mistakes that I see people making is continuing to focus just on the behavior. I just need to stop eating sugar. I just need to get up with my alarm. I just need to follow my budget. And if you've been around here for any length of time, you've probably heard me talk about this at length, that the end goal might be the behavior change, right? Like, I've got to stop eating sugar because if I stop eating sugar, then I'm going to lose weight. Like, that's what I need to do. I need to stop eating sugar. But the change that has to happen so that it's easier to stop eating the sugar is changing the way that you think about it, because your beliefs and how you think drive your choices, and your choices create your patterns, and your patterns create your habits. And so often we're just hammering away at the habit. Like, I've got to change this habit. I've got to change this habit, without realizing like the driver of the old habit is still there. And we're dealing with this driver of this old habit, this story that says I'm too stressed, this story that says I don't care, this story that says this one thing won't hurt. You've got to change the story first. That's the biggest thing. And that's really where the four-part framework that I talked about begins. And again, we're not going to go through that here on the podcast for a number of reasons. One of the big ones being I really want to honor the folks that made the commitment and the investment to register and to be there and to do all of that. But I need you to understand that continuing to focus on the last domino is not going to set you up for success, right? Everybody's seen dominoes and how they work. There's a bunch of tiles in a line, and if you hit the last domino, only the last domino goes down, right? But if you hit the first domino, then all the other dominoes are taken care of. And so often we're just wondering why all the other dominoes don't fall when we're trying to go after that last domino. That I got to stop eating sugar. I've got to stop hitting snooze, whatever it is. Got to be more organized. All the other dominoes that are lined up to get you to that point are things like the way that you think, the things you believe, the stories you tell, the perspectives you have. That is what has to change. And that's why I'm so passionate about building the skill of consistency. And this is something that every one of us can do, and every one of us can do on our own. If there was no podcasts, if there was no courses, if there was no programs, if there were no coaches, you can still do it. It's just easier to do it with support and with tools and with a framework and with a coach and with feedback and accessibility and community and all of those kinds of things. What I'm very excited about as we move into the spring season, where a lot of folks start thinking about a fresh start. I don't know about you, but where I live, the weather just started to get a little bit warmer. I feel like it was rainy and gloomy all winter long. We didn't have a ton of snow, but we had a crap ton of rain. And in the last week, we had 3 or 4 sunny days, and I feel like a new human. I don't know if anybody, like, I just feel like everything is okay. I have a girlfriend who has twins and a toddler as well. And so we have sort of a similar setup of chaos in our homes. And she was posting a picture of her kids playing outside in the sun. And I texted her and I said, we survived. We survived the wet, dreary winter. And now we get to enjoy the sun. And I shared that because I think a lot of us are sort of coming out of maybe a winter fog, maybe even a seasonal depression. I, for one, am very impacted by the weather, and my body and my mind feel it when we don't get enough sun or we don't get any warmth. So if you are coming out of that fog and you're like, all right, already, I'm ready. I am excited to have really dramatically improved the way that I can help you do that. If you're somebody who is wanting help, if you are a lone soldier, God bless. I hope you still listen to the podcast, but not everybody is a lone soldier, right? I've spent the last couple of months really revamping the consistency course to make it a much more valuable tool and also a much more accessible tool. One of the things that I am excited about in the consistency course starting right now, ASAP, we officially kick off on April 1st. And that's I'll get there in a second. I'm going to be doing in the consistency course a private daily podcast on implementation. You know how I do the mini episodes here publicly on consistency? I really want to focus on implementation, on getting into action, on taking what you know and turning it into something that you do and do regularly. So we're going to have a Monday through Friday, 5 day a week, daily private podcast within the consistency course, all about implementation. That alone, I think, is worth it. On top of that, though, what I'm very excited about is I have created tools that are daily tracking tools specific for periods where you are overwhelmed or feel like you're having a hard time focusing. I wanted to create what I think of as like a minimum effective dose. Hey, if I'm struggling to get in momentum, or I feel super overwhelmed, or I feel super scattered, like my mind's in a million places, this is the daily minimum effective dose one sheet. This is the one thing that I can focus on that feels accessible and easy to do. That tool template is part of the consistency course, as well as weekly progress reports, so that you can step back and say, where did I do well? Where did I not do well? And I'm going to be doing weekly office hours where I am reviewing these where I'm reviewing these progress reports and giving feedback. I think that in and of itself is going to be worth the price of admission, to know that every week you can take 5 to 10 minutes, complete this progress report, and know that I'm going to be doing office hours where I'm reviewing the podcast progress reports. Why do I keep saying that? Progress reports, and offering coaching and suggestions for change of direction, change of perspective, improvement of strategy every single week. Of course, we've got a private community in there, templates. So I introduced in the training on Thursday and Friday of last week, this 4-part framework. There's a lot of those things, and I turn them into templates so that you can download the templates, print out the templates, write them out for yourself, and really take all of these ideas and apply them to your personal goals and your personal excuses and your personal patterns. So lots of trainings, lots of templates, lots of strategies specific to overcoming excuses, putting things off, taking in too much information and not acting on it. Plus, I'm still going to be doing 2 live coaching calls every single month inside the consistency course. I'm going to be answering questions. You can message me Monday through Friday and I get back to you within 24 hours there. There's so much. One of the things that we added that I'm excited about inside the consistency course is lifetime access to the 12 weeks to transformation. So in the consistency course, you either are in for a year, depending on if you want to pay for a year at a time, or you can pay monthly, and that is a 6-month minimum commitment, because look, we're not going to create consistency in 4 weeks, right? So you can do a very, very small monthly payment and stay in for as long as you want. You just have to stay in for at least 6 months, because we're committed to each other and it takes time. And the other cool thing, and this has been around for a while, is a 100% success guarantee. I think a lot of people feel nervous. What if I don't do the work? What if it doesn't work for me? And I have a 100% success guarantee, where if you are not creating results, I will personally coach you one-on-one for as long as it takes until you do. No end date, no expiration. So I feel really good about that. Now, the other thing I mentioned, that the consistency course is open right now, but it closes, meaning nobody can join after March 31st. It hasn't been that way before. And here's why I'm making that change. Instead of focusing on advertising the consistency course and like trying to get new members and talking about what's available and why you should join, I want to open it for a week and then close it so I can serve the people in it. Obviously, I'll still do this podcast, but you know, I'm just looking at ways where I can go deeper into getting results with the people who are part of the program. And I know that I'll be able to do that if I'm not always trying to promote or advertise or, you know, come up with different campaigns. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention? One of the things that I am so pumped about is that we are going to do monthly community challenges in the consistency course. So one of the one that starts on April 1st, you guys are going to love this one. You know how I shared my protocol for fat loss and how I was tracking these things with consistency? We're going to do something similar to that, where you're going to be tracking just a small number. For some of you, it'll be one. For some of you, it might be two or three specific things. And we're going to really create momentum. We're going to have a community challenge in the month of April around that. But every month, we're going to have different challenges so that you feel engaged and excited and it doesn't get stale or flat. I mean, there's just, I can't even tell you how amazing it's going to be. For a lot of you, the templates themselves, being able to have these worksheets and print them off and do the work, that in and of itself is going to be the value added. For some of you, the daily podcast on implementation, that is going to be the price of admission. I know a lot of people just really live for the live coaching that we do twice a month. And honestly, I think one of the biggest things, and this is a new addition, the weekly progress report with the office hours where I review those progress reports and provide feedback, I think that is going to be a real needle mover for a lot of people. And for some of you, lifetime access to the 12 weeks to transformation, that will not be a part of it. So I think that the consistency course won't open again probably until 2025, which is crazy how, like, it seems like that's space age time. So I just want to be straightforward about where my head is with that. And when we do open it again, I would imagine that the 12 weeks to transformation lifetime access probably won't be a part of that. That in and of itself is worth over $1,500. And as you'll see, the consistency course is a smaller investment than that, which is bonkers if you ask me. So the other thing that I want to shout out is, because we're making these changes and we're switching to a really easy, exciting new platform, there is a promotional price that you will never see again. So if you were to come in and pay monthly for the consistency course, it'd be $197 a month. You will never see that price again. It will be $249 the next time that the consistency course opens up. It'll be $249 per month. That is that 6-month minimum commitment, because hey, we gotta take the time and invest in each other. And if you are not seeing results, you have my commitment, my guarantee that I will work with you one-on-one until you do. That in and of itself, to me, that in and of itself, even if there was nothing else involved, would be worth the price of admission. So for $197 a month, 6-month minimum, you can get access to all of this stuff and more. Or if you wanted to save, I'm always like, dude, I never pay for things monthly. I always pay annually, because you save money when you do that. So that's a no-brainer for me. You can join annually, and that is $1,497 a year. So super good deal on that. If you were to take advantage of that, you end up saving a few $100. Those are the options, but I want to reiterate a couple of things. The kickoff is April 1st. Right? So you can get in and get started. There's a welcome video and a little survey, things like that, that you can get started with. But the resources, the daily implementation podcast, all of that kind of stuff will become available on April 1st. And registration closes March 31st. So this is your only opportunity to get into the consistency course. And when it comes back, it will be at a higher price, because it really is pretty wild. I mean, just individually, there's several things that are worth more than the price of the implementation of the consistency course, right? The twice a month coaching calls with me, that alone is worth more than what you're paying here. I mean, if you think about it, $197 a month, and I'm going live coaching twice a month, that is worth way more than $197. The daily private podcast on implementation, the office hour review of the weekly progress reports that you can complete, all of the templates for working through these frameworks of mindset, working through these frameworks of belief, working through these frameworks of overcoming excuses. I mean, there's just so much in terms of tools and resources, the focus form for when you're overwhelmed or when you feel scattered or when you're having a hard time creating momentum. I mean, all of these things individually, lifetime access to all three tiers of the 12 weeks transformation, that alone is worth more than $1,500. And so we're talking about, you can pay for the year and it would renew annually, but you can certainly cancel before your renewal if you so choose. $1,497 a year, or you can do $197 per month, and that is a 6-month minimum. If you've got questions about it, let me know. I will link to how you can register in the show description. Do not forget that registration closes March 31st and it will not reopen anytime soon. And when it does reopen, it will not be this promotional price. So hopefully, whether you are looking for that kind of support or you are not, there's a ton of value in this episode. And if you have questions, let me know, but do not miss out on this opportunity. I think that the price is just a no-brainer for the value. And check out the show description for the link. If you can't find it, just message me and I'll hook you up. Registration closes March 31st, so do not wait. Can't wait to kick off with you. Have a great day.